This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Next to airports over the Thanksgiving weekend, shopping malls were probably some of the most crowded places in the country, which is kind of funny. Not ha-ha funny, because for years, a lot of us in business and economic journalism, specifically including us here, have reported on the death of malls. Turns out, though, those malls are alive and kicking. Some of them, in fact, doing better than they were in the before times. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at the history of the mall and where things stand today.
To a lot of Minnesotans, Southdale Center is just another mall. To Frank Edgerton Martin, who grew up around here, it's an essential piece of history. We're in the mall's main court, looking up at a giant steel tree with abstract gold leaves. It's a sculpture by Harry Bertoia.
I think it's one of the most important mid-century sculptures around in a public space in the United States.
One of the most important mid-century sculptures around, hanging out by a kiosk that sells phone cases. Maybe an odd place for prominent art now, but in Edgerton Martin's day, this mall was the place to be.
As a child, my sister and I were just entranced by this place. And everyone of my generation who grew up here remember coming here and how magical it was.
Southdale was the first indoor mall in the country. It opened in 1956, when suburbia was growing. Southdale had clothing stores, but it also had European-style sidewalk cafes, minus the sidewalk. The orchestra even held balls here. The idea was to create a place where the community could escape from the freezing Minnesota winter and socialize without the fuss of going downtown.
The local paper is quoted as saying, "White gloves are a thing of the past at Southdale." Because in my mother's generation, they would think of going downtown without wearing white gloves.
With the success of Southdale, malls took off and over the years transformed shopping from a special occasion into an everyday social activity. Think mall rats.
And we see malls depicted all the time in popular culture.
Alexandra Lang is the author of Meet Me by the Fountain, a book about mall history. She says by the 1990s, the U.S. had as many as 2,000 malls. They became a big business.
And that has a lot to do with the financing and ownership of malls. By the time you get to the 90s, there start to be these huge, like, mall ownership conglomerates.
Mall conglomerates prioritized tenants, mostly retailers, that could afford higher rents. Lang says that led to focusing less on the unique needs of locals and more on mass appeal.
I mean, it's like anything else. Once you have more, you have to standardize the product.
Shopping centers just a few miles apart became indistinguishable. Meanwhile, in the early aughts, retail took a hit. With the Great Recession, retail sales dropped to 35-year lows and online shopping grew.
That really started to make the dead mall narrative rise to the surface. And when we started to see kind of mass closure and mass failure of a lot of malls.
Underperforming malls leave suburbia with a big problem. Michael Buriti, an urban planning professor at Ball State University, says malls are often a major property taxpayer.
And so if the mall fails, it means that we have a vacant building that no longer is able to contribute to the community's economy.
He says the mall needs to go back to its original vision as a multi-purpose place.
Not just a place to buy things, but also a place where you can socialize, you can have an experience.
That's what's happening at Southdale Center in Minnesota. Edgerton Martin and I walked by a fancy gym with co-working stations and pickleball. An upscale grocer will soon become an anchor tenant. And he points out high-end apartments have gone up nearby.
And you would think, why would you want to live next to a shopping mall parking lot? Well, they're bringing in hotels and movies and theaters, putting them right next to it.
It turns out in the mall industry, what's old is new again. In Edina, Minnesota, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.